Well, they called him Super Skier, as he sat out on the sun deck. For he'd sworn that he'd never take a spill. And when they finally brought him down, they had to use 3 toboggans to carry all the pieces down the hill. He was running down the slopes, doing 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his bones, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last super skier we shall see. He hollered, "What the hell?" as he lined them parallel. He figured there was nothing more to learn. And as he started on his way, he shouted, "Andale!" assuming that he'd never have to turn. He was gunning down the slopes, doing 90 miles an hour, when a mogul flipped him in the air. His jumping form was fine till he ran into that pine, and 2 one-legged skiers left from there. When he passed that tree at last, he was skiing twice as fast. Both halves were skimming moguls like a feather. He said, "If I must be a split personality, however can I keep my knees together?" Well, one half was headed east, and the other headed west. Those both halves, you see, were running freer. And the people on Little Nell, they looked up scared as hell and went, "It's a bird, it's a plane, it's..." Oh my God. And the moral of my story, though my story's kinda gory, for all you sun deck Charlies, there's still hope. You buy the fastest skis you can, then you talk skiing like a man. But don't let people get you on the slope. He was running down the slopes, doing 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his bones, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last super skier we shall see. And let's get Charlie off the MT.